Books on Tape presents Dead Aim by Iris Johansson. Read by Bernadette Dunn. 1. Arapahoe Junction, Colorado, October 15th.
I know I'm late, damn it. Alex Graham's hand clenched on her cell phone. I'll get those pictures to you as soon as I can.
You'd get them to me sooner if you'd stop working in the rubble and start taking pictures of those rescue workers whose job it is to do it, Jim Carrick said sarcastically. Old news is no news, Alex. That dam broke almost a week ago, and the magazine goes to press in 2 days.
They're still digging survivors from the landslide caused by the dam break.
Then you should be taking warm, heroic pictures instead of manning a shovel. You're breaking one of the cardinal rules. You're becoming part of the story.
There may be people alive beneath that...
It was no use. Carrick had one priority, and that was the story.
You'll get the pictures.
She hung up and leaned back against the wall and rubbed her temple. God, she was tired. She'd be lucky if Carrick didn't call her back and tell her to find another magazine to publish her work. She wasn't being fair, and certainly not professional. If she hadn't had a decent track record before this, Carrick would have dumped her days ago.
Problems?
Sarah Logan and her dog, Monty, were standing in the doorway of the trailer.
A few, Alex grimaced as she rose to her feet. It seems I'm not doing my job. I'm not focusing on what's important.
You could have fooled me.
Sarah filled Monty's bowl with water and sat down on the floor beside him while he drank.
We found a baby alive in that hellhole this morning. I'd say that was pretty important.
Me too, Alex smiled. Screw Carrick.
Sarah didn't return her smile. I don't want you to lose your...